Sel nodded.
2 nights ago, someone made an adroit atmospheric insertion in a craft the size of a small shuttle. The pilot had a good fix on the Golan platforms around the planet, limiting their ability to fire on it, which they wouldn't anyway since it was arriving, not departing, or to get useful sensor data. The ground weapon's emplacement at Bleak Point got a fuzzy image of it. The operator says it was roughly spherical, but larger than a TIE fighter.
Bleak Point. Despite himself, Luke was drawn into his memories for a moment. Bleak Point was where his first trip to Nam Chirios had ended, where he'd been taken after crash landing and persuading the Tsils to destroy the craft carrying the Death Seed offworld, where he'd been reunited with Leia, where he'd seen Callista for the last time, waving her farewell he did not know would be a final one, where he'd taken a giant step toward abandonment of unhealthy attachment in his life. For years afterward, he'd borne a diminishing sadness resulting from that goodbye, but had been certain it had been the right thing to do. Now, recently, doubts had arisen to plague him. If he had gone to her then, somehow persuaded her to leave Nam Chirios, persuaded her to follow some other road in her quest to regain her ability to connect with the Force, might she have avoided the Maw? Might she have escaped the fate that awaited her with Avaloth?
We're here!
Sel stopped and gestured for the others to enter a long, low, darkened old-timer building. Luke snapped out of his reverie, glancing at Ben and Vistara to make sure they had not noticed his distraction. They appeared not to have. Luke followed Sel through the outer door. In this place, there was an anteroom, but no inner door. Instead, the doorway out of the antechamber was blanketed by heavy folds of woolen cloth, another insulating layer between the house interior and the sub-freezing outer air. Sel parted the blankets and led them into a chamber that might have been another pub's taproom. Its tables were of similar make and antiquity, but some of them had thin, uneven bed mats on them and folded blankets. There were a few chairs and also a couple of rolling racks holding bins of old-fashioned examination instruments, directional glow rods, tongs, galvanic response meters, encephaloscanners, sonic probes. There was only one person in the chamber, an elderly man, seated on one of the chairs. He waved at Sel, then went back to reading a flimsy printout. Sel took them through a curtained, round-topped entryway at the back of the chamber. It led to a flight of stairs that looked as though they'd been cut long before from the living rock beneath Hueg Shul. Sel headed down. Luke hesitated for just a moment. He had bad memories of stone steps leading into darkness on Nam Chirios. Leia's memories, he knew, were even worse. But he could feel none of the consumption and waste of Force energy, as if the Force itself were rotting in a swamp that had characterized the nests of Drox that had given him such trouble 30 years before. He headed down, Ben and Vistara following. The chamber beneath was about the same size and shape as the one above, but had a higher ceiling and was dominated by a centerpiece, a crude hemisphere like half a gigantic geode, 2.5 meters in diameter, positioned as if balanced on one edge. The crystals lining the hemisphere's interior were of all colors, predominantly blue, green, white, and violet. Directly in front of the geode was a raised cot of metal, like a gurney without wheels or repulsor lift buoyancy tanks, and on it lay a young woman. She was perhaps 20, small-boned, with facial features characteristic of the old-timers, and she wore the rough, simple garments of the old-timers. Her dark brown hair was worn in a long braid that mostly lay beneath her, and her eyes were closed. Beside the cot stood another old-timer, a strongly built man of 30 or 40, his dark hair graying. He turned towards Sel as he led the others into the chamber. He wore a trim beard, more appropriate to a dashing smuggler than a farmer, and his eyes were dark, expressive.